Cole Jamieson says going home to Auckland has made him happy again and led to his rise on the international cricket scene. The 25-year-old seamer has burst into the Black Caps Test squad for the first time on the back of a couple of impressive efforts in the one-day series win over India. Jamieson says after several seasons playing for Canterbury, he realised he needed to return to play for the Aces to give himself any chance of achieving his goals.
I was just in a place in my career where I was, you know, just wasn't really enjoying it. Wasn't really liking the person that I was on the field sometimes as well, so it was just a shift that I needed to make, and thought that most importantly I needed to be happy and I needed to enjoy my cricket. And so look, it certainly paid off for me, and yeah, very happy at the moment.
Cole Jamieson. The Crusaders skipper Scott Barrett is in doubt for Friday's Super Rugby game against the Highlanders in Christchurch because of injury. Barrett tweaked knee ligaments in their win over the Blues last weekend, one of a number of battered and bruised Crusaders who sat out training yesterday. Assistant coach Mark Jones says Barrett will be assessed tomorrow.
Clearly, if you're not training, there's obviously a question mark over your eligibility. So we just want to be really clear and make sure we've got a really fit, healthy, energised squad on Wednesday. And if Scotty obviously comes back in on Wednesday with that type of feeling and that type of mentality, then he'll be up for selection. If not, then the next cab off the rank will do a good job, I'm sure.
Crusaders assistant Mark Jones. Comeback queen Kim Clijsters has lost in straight sets to Spain's Garbiñe Muguruza on her return to the professional circuit after nearly 8 years in an engrossing contest in the first round of the Dubai Tennis Championship. The 36-year-old Belgian, who last played in 2012 at the US Open, could not cope with the Spaniard, who hit 19 winners, while a rusty Clijsters finished with 10 double faults and 23 unforced errors. And UEFA says it has shaved 15 seconds off the average time it takes for the VAR system to correct a decision in the Champions League this season, with the average down to 1 minute and 30 seconds. The European football body said that in 108 playoff round and group stage matches so far, 27 decisions had been corrected by the VAR system, an average of 1 every 4 games. Koinana, Pūrongo, Hakinikina.